Vayitern Shasran Dav Vav, picking it up on Heyim Abayis, by the bottom of the page, the very last line, moving on to Ezehu Katan. Who is considered a Katan? Now, we said that a Katan is going to be Pater from going to Aliyah LeRegel. And we went in to discuss which one, that what type of Katan would that be, Machlokes B'Sham Beis Hillel. Now, obviously, that even the most Chayav, quote-unquote, Katan is only Chayav Midar Abanan because of Chinuch. However, the question is, who's considered that? Kol Sheinu Yochel Lirkov Aksivah Shalav, if he can't ride on his father's shoulders. We said that was Beishama's opinion. Basil said he can't walk up from Yerushalayim to Har Habayis. Now, we know how this work. What is this whole shtickle of Aliyah LeRegel? How did it work? So people, some live in Yerushalayim, but many didn't live in Yerushalayim. So they get from wherever they live to Yerushalayim, then from Yerushalayim to Har Habayis. So now Maskev L'Rebbe Zeira asks the following pretty straightforward question. Beep, turn the page. Vavamanav. How did the kid get there in the first place? Ad Hachaman I say. Who brought this kid there? Rashi says, Yerushalayim, here of you. How was he able to get there in the first place? Right? If he's able to get there, that means it must be that he left his mother. And if he left his mother, that means he's of age, he's able to probably walk or at least ride on the shoulders and get there. So what do you mean that he's not able to go from Yerushalayim to Har Habayis on his father's shoulders? Obviously, he could do it if he's able to get there in the first place. Rabbi says, no. Ad Hacha, when he got to Yerushalayim, that was lav dakba through his father alone, but the mechayev imei b'simcha. Since the mother's also chayev in the mitzvah of v'samachta v'chagecha, Rashi says, la'alos l'regel v'smoch b'chag im baila, to do it with her husband. Da'ala simcha nitzav v'noshim, women are chayev, t'chsev, as the pasuk says, v'samachta ata uve'secha, and you and your family shall rejoice in the holiday. Right, so being that they have to get to rejoicing in the holiday, this holy day, holiday, therefore, they brought their kids with them. I see Seime, his mother, ended up bringing his kid. Mikan ve'elich, from then on, from Yishalayim until Har Habayis, that's where the discussion comes up. Im yachalalos, v'lechos b'yadosh, shalav v'mishalayim, Har Habayis, you're able to go and hold his father's hand and go from there to Har Habayis, and chayev, he's going to be chayev, lo pater, not that he's pater, that is at least the way that Beis Hillel understands what it means. Now, I mean, again, obviously, because the mother doesn't have to go, she go to Har Habayis. Heishiv Rebbe, Tachas Beis Hillel, the Divrei Beis Shammai. Rebbe basically spoke on behalf of Beis Hillel to come and ask a kasha Beis Shammai. You are going to tell me that it's talking about from the fact of when they go on the shoulder of the parents, V'chana, lo olsa ki amr le'isha, Ad Yigomil and Narav Abyssiv. So the Chana didn't go and go up to the, I was just talking about the time, to Mishkan Shiloh, right, for Aliyah LeRegel, for the Samachta Atav Besecha, didn't go up because she said, until the kid, talking about Shmuel, until he's going to get to a stage, Yigomil, until he's weaned, then I'm going to bring him up there. He was able to go and ride on the shoulders of his father, and according to Beis Shammai, should be that he's chayev. The fact that we're saying he's not chayev must be that that's not actually the age, and Beis Shammai is wrong. His father says back to him, there's Rebbe who speaks for Beis Hillel, his father speaks up, others known as Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. Well, the Tameich, according to you, well, you understand that Tikshi Lach Chana Gufo is with Kashan Chana herself. Milo Mechayva Besimcha, is she not Chayv in Simcha? Like, why herself didn't she go up there? Ella, the reason is because Chana Mifankusa Yeserta Chazia Be Bishmol. She saw that he was Mifunak. He was very, you know, he was very, fragile, like a fragile kid. And she was scared that he's going to get sick on the way. It's going to be bad for him. And that's the reason why I didn't send him. But therefore, it doesn't knock off Beis Shammai. Because now the reason he's not going is because it falls in the category of being someone who could be sick, and therefore it doesn't go. Boy, Rav Shem, and Rav Shem come and ask the kasha. Katan chiger l'divrei Beis Shammai. If you have a kid who's a chiger, in other words, he can't walk with one of his legs are a little bit lame, this is specifically a question for Beis Shammai, Rashi explains, because Beis Hillel would say that for sure he's not chayav because you have to be able to walk, and he can't walk well, so therefore he's going to be putter. But according to Beis Shammai, he says you have to be able to sit on your tata's shoulders. He can sit on the tata's shoulders. And what about a blind person? That's a question on both of them. Because according to Beis Hillel, Shammai, he can sit on his father's shoulders. Of course, Beis Hillel, he can hold his father's hand and be led along the way. Mahu, what is the din with them? Are they chayav? Do they have to go up to the Beit HaMikdash? Now, frick the Gemara. I'm trying to understand. Hey, Chidami. What exactly are we talking about? Elayma b'chigar sheni yachal ispashet. If we're talking about that this is a type of chigar that Rashi says she'in sofa l'spashet olamis, that he's never going to get better. He's going to be stuck like that forever. Assume sheni yachal ispapteach, and a blind person who will never be healed, is never going to be able to see. So then, of course, it's not going to be chayav. Hashta gadol pater, katami boy. Even a gadol we pater. Rashi says, katami boy. Hello, ein chinuch katan elikadila an higo shehi sroch acher min hago l'kishiyegdal v'kevan shezeh pater l'kishiyegdal lami l'chinuch. Very huge Rashi just to explaining what the mitzvah of chinuch is. That the only reason we have a mitzvah of chinuch for a katan is in order to go ahead to accustom him to do the things that it should be used to doing when he gets older. And since this person is pater when he gets older, so I wouldn't have to be mechanech him in the first place. He's not able to, he'll never be able to see, never be able to walk, and never be chayev. This is where, lo, tzricha, what are we talking about? Bechiger, sheyachol, is pasher, we're talking about a chiger, that he can get better. Rashi says, kodim sheyagda, before he gets older, before he gets to var mitzvah. Vesum sheyachol, is pateach, and also a kid who's blind, who's going to be able to get his eyesight back. My, what is going to be the din in such a case? Do we say that you should go in order to train because he can get better before he becomes a gadol? Do we say that, no, right now he's not able to do it, and a gadol wouldn't be chayv doing, therefore he's going to be off the hook? He says, come on, Amar Abaye, kol hechad the gadol mechayv me deraisa, anytime a gadol is chayv deraisa, to do such a thing? Katan nami mechanchin, mechanchinon le midarbanon, then we're mechanchin midarbanon, kol hechad the gadol pater midaraisa, but if it goes mipater midarbanon, katan nami pater, then the katan is going to be pater even midarbanon. In other words, they are off the hook. They do not do it. Either one of these, a blind kid or a lame kid, even if he's going to get better before his barmy, still we don't do it. Okay, next part of the mission, we said we had a machlokas dibur shalom beisel about how much money it cost, the olas ri'ya and the shalmei chagiga. So beishami omer hari'ya shtei kesef, you said it was shtei kesef. And the Shama Chagiga was one. So it was a two silver ma'a or one silver ma'a. But he'll say, no, the opposite. Ola Sari'iya is one. And the Shama Chagiga is two. Okay, now we break it down a little. Tana Rabban on Beishami Omer said, Hari'iya shtei kesef, chagiga ma'a kesef. When it comes to the Ri'iya, the Ola Sari'iya, it's two kesef. As much as it costs, the Chagiga is only one ma'a kesef, half the price. Shari'iya ola kula gava. You know why? Because the ri'iya is on a higher level. The olas ri'iya goes up entirely to the bonus shalom. It's a carbon ola, and therefore it's on a higher level. Masha inkim chagiga, which is not the case with chagiga, that people go out and they eat from the chagiga. So it's given to the Shem and also given to people. Va'od matzina batzeres. Now there's another reason why. I'll tell you why the ola beats the chagiga. Not only because of the fact that it is goes all to Hashem and not to anybody else, but furthermore, that we find that by Shavuos, Atzeres Shavuos, Shariba and Akatsu Ba'olos Yosem Yerushlamim, that there are more olos brought than there are shlamim. Rashi brings that, you see, says, B'parshas Shor, O Kesef, V'kraftim ala lechem, Shivas Kivosim, Temimim, Upar Ben Bokar Echad, Ve'ilim Shanaim, Yeah, Ola La Hashem. All these are an Ola. It comes out to 10 Olos. Uksiv, Vishnei Kvasim, B'nei Shana, Lizvach, Shlamim, and two Shlamim. So it trumps it in a serious way. Therefore, the Olos more Chash is more expensive. B'sil Arim, they say, Hari'iya Ma'o Kesav. He says, no, the Olos Ri'iya is only one. V'chagiga Shtei Kesav. V'chagiga is two. Oh, Shechagiga is on a level it should be more. You know why? Ri'iya yeshna lifnei dibor, lifnei hadibor, masha'in kein b'ri'iya. What does that mean? Take a look at Rashi right next to it. Yeshna lifnei hadibor, kodem matan teira. Before the Torah was given, ekrivu shlomim b'sinai. They brought shlomim in our Sinai. D'chsiva, yishlach esnari b'nei Yisrael. They sent the nare b'nei Yisrael in order to bring karbanot. It says, vayelu olos v'yizbuchu zvachim shlomim. So Rashi points out that v'yafagav the high crux of ve'il mishpatim, you know, it's mishpatim la'achar seres hadibros. Afterwards, really, kodem seres hadibros havos before ve'ein muktam u'mocha b'torah, and there's no earlier and later in the Torah. There's no particular order to it. There are going to be times when sometimes later actually happened earlier. Shachigi yesh lefnei hadibor masha'ein kim b'ri'ya, which is not so with the olas ri'ya. Ve'od, and furthermore, Matzina ben Nesiyim, we find by the Nesiyim, Shariba ben Makasu b'shlamim yosemi ba'olos, they brought more shlamim than they did olos. Talking about the Chanukah Samishkan. They also brought olos, but they brought a lot more shlamim. Now we break it down. We know that Beis Shammai says that the Ola is going to be more expensive, and the Beis Hillel says that the Shammai Chigig is going to be more expensive. Now, why doesn't each one hold like the other? We start by saying, Beis Hillel, my time alone, can be Shammai. Why doesn't it look like Beis Shammai? In other words, what's he going to say to his answers for his reasoning? So he says, the Ka'amar to Iyadifa da Ola Kula la Gavoa Adarabba. You said, Beis Shammai, that the Ola's on a higher level than Shammai Chagiga, because of the fact that the Ola goes all to Hashem. But I just say opposite. Chagiga, Diva Chagiga is better. It's by Shtei Achilas, because there's two Achilas that are going on over here. Mizbeach ve'odam, says Rashi. It's going to two. Hashem and to us. The Amr, Nelef Matzeres. If you want to say, learn from Matzeres, because of the fact that there were more Ola's for Ia than there were Shlamim. Done in Karbon Yachid, mi Karbon Yachid. Vein dan carbon yachid mi carbon tzibor. We learn it from a yachid and not from a tzibor. When it came to Shavuos, that stuff were known as carbonus tzibor. When it comes to nesim lebashel, those are things which are yachidim. So we can learn one from the other. And therefore, don't bring me a raya from something which is tzibor to a yachid. And that says Gemara, Beishamay, my time alone, my kibbeis hillel. Why is Beishamay like Beis Hillel? To say he said it's olus, why don't you say it's shlamim like Beis Hillel? So says the Gemudi. Well, where do I start? If you want to say that the Chagiga was on a higher level than the Ola, because it happened before the Dibor, not before Mamad or Sinai, we also have Re'ia. Also happened before our Sinai. Rashi says straight up, the Ola and Nami have a Hossam, their Olas are brought there also. Ooh, the Gamart Nelev Minisim, if you want to say, learn that from the Siyim, because the Siyim are individuals. Dun and Dover, Hanoig Ladoris, Midover, Noig Ladoris. No, we'd rather say, let's say something which we are accustomed to do for generations, like that of Shavuos, even though it's a Tibor, but it's something done for generations. The Ain Dun and Noig Ladoris, Midover, Shaino Noig Ladoris, and don't judge it and compare it to something which isn't forever, like the Nisim. Therefore, it doesn't hold like Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel, Ma'ishna Chagiga, the Yishna Lefnei Adibor. What's pshat by Beis Hillel? Why is it they pull this move to focus and say, oh, Chagiga Yishna Lefnei Adibor? Dichsev, right? Because the pasuk says, Vayizbechu Zvachim Shlamim. But Ria and Ami, it says Haksiv, Vayalu Olos, the same pasuk which you read. It says they bring Olos also. So you see that both of them came before the Torah is actually given. So they should have equal ground over here. And for the Gemara, no, Beis Hillel, Kasavri Beis Hillel, Olas Shekrivi Yisrael B'Midbar, the Ola they brought in the Midbar, Olas Tamid Havai. It was Olas Tamid, it was a regular Tamid. Rashi says, Chovas Kol Yom V'Yom, V'Lo Garmina Mene, don't learn that from the Ola of the Tamid. It wasn't a Olas Re'iyah, it was an Ola of the Tamid. Therefore, you don't have a right to tell me that that's on a higher level. As Rashi tells us, Olas Tamid Havai, Chovas Kol Yom, Kol Yom V'Yom V'Lo Garmina Mene, right? Rashi tells, Gemara saying, Kasari Beis Hillel, Olas Shekrivi Yisrael B'Midbar, Olas Tamid Havai, it was Olas Tamid, that's the thing you brought every single day, you can't learn out from that. Beis Shammai Savri, they hold, Olas Shekrivi Yisrael B'Midbar. It wasn't a Tamid, my friend, rather it was Olas Re'iyah Havai, it was an Olas Re'iyah. So Rashi says, V'yechazu Es Elokim, and they looked at Hashem, so this was an Olas Re'iyah, and therefore, makes more sense to say that that's going to be more chashuv. Amar Abaye. This debate that they seem to be having right now, but what was it? Was it a regular? Was it a tamid or was it an olas re'iyah? This ain't their own debate. This is another makloket. Amar Abaye, Beis Shammai v'Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbi Yishmael kulo svirlu. All of them hold that following that was like Beis Shammai was saying originally, that it was a, again, Beis Shammai, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shmuel, on one side, it was an Olas Re'iyah. Beis Hillel, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Seaglili, Kulos Re'ilu, they hold Olas Shekrivi Soba Midbar, Olas Tamid Havai, it was a Tamid. Now we get to break down and see what they actually say, what they say. Beis Shammai Hada Amrin, we already know Beis Shammai's opinion, how they hold that it was the Olas Re'iyah. Rabbi Yishmael, the Tanya, we're learning to the Brisa, so we see Rabbi Yishmael says it also. Yishmael Omer, Klolos Nemru B'Sinai. By Har Sinai, they were given over the Klolos, the general principles. Rashi says that Harbe Devarim Nemru Stumin B'Sinai. They were said without giving all the details. Shalon Espashu, called Sarkon. Uper Shulo La'acher, Shehukam Mishkan. Only afterwards, when they said the Mishkan, were they given over Baal Moed. Sharein Lon Espashu, Sham Hilchos Avoda, Kichola Tzarech. They weren't given all the Alachos of the Avoda like needed. Elam Isbeach Adam Etaseli, V'Zavach. It was saying to do, it wasn't giving all the laws, but just make him his Be'ach Adama and go shech for me over there, the Olas and the Shlamim. V'lo Pirish Matan Damim, Matan Damayim, have Shaitan, V'nisuchan, Shel Olas, V'akrova, Simurin, Shel Shlamim. It didn't say all those details that are going on, just the Klalos. That's what was given over with a Kaf, not a Kuf. Klalot, as in a Klal, the principle. Beep, turn the page. Vavam Abeis. Upratos Ba'olamoid. And the Pratos are given over the Olamoid, like we just spoke out, and Rashi says, Mishokam and Mishkan, when they set up the Mishkan, Vidibarimo Meala Paro, Ches, Sham Pirish over there, he explained the cuss of Kedichsev, Ayikra al Moshe, Vaidabar Hashem, may love, may all Moed, Lamor, Ubesefer, Torres, Kohanim, Dahainu, Vayikra, Nisparshukol, Hilchos, Karbon, Vachain, Devarim, Harbe. So a lot of the Luchos came only after the fact. So that's on the side of Rabbi Yishma of Beshamein. Rabbi Yishmael was saying that it was the Olas Re'ia because the Tamid didn't have all this halachas given him. Rabbi Kiva Omer, he's on the other side, he's on the side of Beis Hillel. He says, Klalos u'pratos never seen. No, they were given over the Klalos and the Pratos. V'nishnu b'ol moed, and it was repeated when they got to the Ol Moed. They said it again. Rashi says, Pam Shenis, V'choma Shenemar Kan, Nemar Kan. V'afa pishalunichtav, even though it wasn't written out, it was still taught. V'nish next, back in the Gemara, V'nishtalshu b'arvos moav. And again, it was said a third time by Arvos Moav, by the plains of Moav. Rashi says, "Bepi Moshe Lisrael Shenemar Beir Yarde Beretz Moav Hol Moshe Hol Moshe Beir Es Torah." They went and he said it a third time. V'isagadai Dachan. If you want to say, we're going back to Rabbi Yishmael that Olas Shikriv Yisrael Bamidbar Olas Tamid Avoy. There was Olas Tamid Miikar Bidi Dime Karlo Boy Hefshet V'Nituach. Could there have been some that sort of carbon that there's a carbon Tamid that didn't need Hefshet V'Nituach because it wasn't yet taught according to Rabbi Yishmael, and then it was so Boy Hefshet V'Nituach and needed Hefshet V'Nituach and it switched over? Of course not. You're not going to change the actual nature, the makeup, the structure of the carbon tamid. So it must be then, like we said, Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion of Bishame saying that it must have been the Olas Re'iyah that wasn't switched from before and from after. Rabbi Elazar, who is the third one brought over there, Bishame, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Elazar, is on the side of saying that it was Olas Re'iyah. We don't know that he says it was Olas Re'iyah. The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Olas Tamid Oisil Bar Sinai. We have the pasuk saying, Olas Tamid Oisil Bar Sinai, the Ola of the Tamid that was given at Har Sinai. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Maaseh Nemru B'Sinai, it's Maisim, it's how it's done with Sinai. Sinai, V'hi Atzma Lo Karva, but it itself was not actually brought. It was just spoken about, but not brought. Rashi says, V'ola, She'kriva B'choros, Olas Re'iya, V'hava, and all that was brought was Olas Re'iya. Rabbi Kiva Omer, the other side of Beis Hillel, like we said before, Karva V'shuv Lo Paska, says, no, it was brought, and it wasn't stopped being brought, right? Once it was brought, we continued bringing it. And that was a carbon tamid. It's carbon tamid. Elamani mekaniyim. So what do I do with the fact that it says in the pasuk hazvachem umincha higashtem li b'midbar arboim shana beis Yisrael? Pasuk in Amos which says that all the carbonos that you brought in the midbar 40 years beis Yisrael, it was more of a kash. Like, did you bring these carbonos to me during these times? Right, meaning to say that the tamid wasn't brought, and you said that it was. And it's a gemara, not true. Shiptel shalevi, shalo avdu avodah zarah, shevet levi, they didn't do it. They hikrivu bishalem, says Rashi. They would bring it. Heini krivosa, they used to bring the carbon, so it never actually stopped. So then we have all these, we see these opinions. We saw Beis Shammai's opinion, we saw Beis Shmuel, we saw Beis Elazar, and Rabbi Akiva on the other side of Beis Hillel. Now we go and we say the following. Beis Hillel Hadaman. That's what we know his opinion. Rabbi Kiva Hanami Daman. We know his opinion also. But he's saying that it was a carbon tamid. Rather, Rabbi Yosef Glili is on the side of Beis Hillel. The Tanya, what do we say? He holds that it was the Olas, that it was the tamid. And therefore, that's more chashiv. And therefore, don't say they have a raya that the Olas Riyas were chashiv. And because it was brought before, because it was the Olas tamid was. The tiny is going to the bright side. Rabbi Yosef Gliomer, Shalosh mitzvahs the stavi shabba alosam leregel. There are three mitzvahs that they were in itstava to go when they do it aliyah leregel. Ri'iya, v'chagiga, v'simcha. Right? We spoke about these carbonos already. These are the three things they have to bring. Rashi says V'simcha af heim shalmei simcha. Im ein lo baser shlamim shal neder unadavish in estadiv kol hashana shemivim beregel. You have to go and bring it during the regel. V'lo meiser behema maybe shlamim mishalo. Omi mos meiser sheni shalo. Lios lo baser lesova. Shein simcha sechag ella bebasar. That's a simcha sechag with the baser. So the re'iya, chagiga, and the simcha, they were brought. Yesh be're'iya she'em b'shteim. We have in the re'iya that doesn't apply to the other two. Yesh be'chagiga she'em b'shteim. The chagiga is something that the other two don't have. Yesh be'simcha she'em b'shteim. And simcha also is something the other two don't have. Yesh be're'iya she'em b'shteim. The re'iya is something, olas re'iya is something that the other two don't have. She're'iya ola kula l'gava. We know it's olas re'iya, and it's a shalmei chagiga and shalmei simcha. So the ola goes all the way up, and the other one don't go all the way up. And then, ma'she'en came b'shteim. Yesh be'chagiga ma'she'em b'shteim. What does the chagiga have the other two? The chagiga was something given even before a dibor, before Har Sinai. Rashi says, "Osan shlamim sheikrivu abechoros afabi." The bechor, they brought the karbanos of bekarbi shlamim afabi shelo beregel ikrivim chagiga nikru shabahem niskayim v'yachoguli b'midbar. And they held that's what upholding the pasuk is saying. And they celebrated for me in the midbar. Shenemar lahem b'mitzrayim was given in Mitzrayim. Masha'en gibishtein, which wasn't the other two. We didn't have beforehand the Ola Sreiya, and we didn't have the Shalmei Simcha. Oh, that right there is the point, because he's saying, see, it must not have been Ola Sreiya, it was Ola Tamid. So Yesh B'Simcha B'Shem B'Shteim finished off. Shasimcha Nagas B'Anashim U'B'Anashim, the carbon Ola Simcha, the Shalmei Simcha applies to men and women B'Shem B'Shteim. The other one doesn't apply to women, only to men. But nonetheless, what do we see? According to Rabbi Yosef Gli, the Shalmei Chagiga we brought before Sinai, and Ola Sreiya clearly wasn't brought, so it must have been the carbon ola that was brought, the carbon tamid that was brought, like base Hillel. Now, one of the people that we said was on the side of Beis Shammai that said that there was an ola sreiya that was brought was Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara seems to say not like that. Rabbi Shmuel, my time of kamuk milei ka Beis Shammai. Why are you saying it's like Beis Shammai? Isal kadaitech. If you want to say that ola shekriv yisrael b'midbar, Olas tamid avai miyik amidi demekar lo by hefsev nituach losof by hefsev nituach, because that's how we said it must be talking about olas sreiya, because we was only given the klalos and not the pratos, and they weren't taught about hefshet and about nituach, about skinning the animal, about cutting it into pieces. So you're telling me that they would have brought a carbon tamid one way before and one way afterwards? Can't be. It must be olas sreiya. Now the Gemara says that's flawed. Not like that. For Rabbi Yosef Glili da amar. Ola, Rabbi Glosser Glili says that the Ola Shekuvi Soba Midbar, Ola's Tamid Avai. He says, Rabbi Yosef Glili says it was Ola's Tamid. Meikar lo by Efsim Nituach, but it didn't need those things. It was Sol by Efsim Nituach, and it needed it. The Tanya is willing to Nabarisa, Rabbi Yosef Glili. We see there is a change. Ola Shekuvi Soba Midbar, Eno Tauna Efsim Nituach, Lefisha Ein Efsim Nituach, Elamoid Moid Veelich. Only from the Ola Moid and on do they teach the concepts to be skinned and cut up into pieces. So similarly, we consider Bishmal also. Why can't you say that the same idea that there was a switch in the nature of the way the carbon was brought, therefore Lavdafka is going like Beishami, he was going like Beisilel, and really was the Olas Tamid that was brought before. Says Gemara Enechinami, Sami Mikan Rabbi Shmuel, take Rabbi Shmuel out of the list from Beis Shammai, and maybe he's going like Beisilel. So now we have on one side Beis Shammai and Rabbi Elazar, and the other side you have Beis Hillel, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yosef Glili, and maybe even Rabbi Shmuel. Now, we're about to see a pasuk. This pasuk is going to be, it's questionable how you read the pasuk. Where do you put the comma, essentially? And we're going to see a nafka mina in that, and we're going to ask which way is it read. And the Gemara is going to end up by saying, teku, that's going to end it for today. The pasuk says, vayishlach, this is talking about when they brought the karbanos by Har Sinai. It says, vayishlach is nare ben Israel, vayalu olos, vayizbechu zavachim shlamim la'ashem parim. Now, when it says the word parim, the question is, what do we do with that last word over there? But Yishlach is Nare B'nai Yisrael. He sent the Nare, the children, the kids of B'nai Yisrael. And what did they do? Vayah, well, the kids, the Nare, the lads, the youth. They sent them Vayalu Olos. They brought up Olos. Vayizbechu Zavachim, Shlomim LaHashem. They brought the Karbanos, sacrifices, Shlomim LaHashem. And it says Parim. So it's the Gemara. Boy Rav Chista. Haikra Hechiksiv. That word Parim, it says whenever we hear the word krok, I mean pasuk means a word in the pasuk. Here it means a word in the pasuk. Where do we go ahead and what is the word? Where does it go? Does it go only connected to the very last part of the pasuk? In which case, we know that it's connected to the idea of the shlamim, because it says, again, at the end of the pasuk, it says, Zvachim shlamim lashem parim. Or is it also connected to the olos when it started, Vayizbechu, the pasuk says, Vayizbechu, Vayalu olos vayizbechu zvachem shlomo Hashem parim, and then it also means that as well. So ha kra hechiksef vayishlach hazdari bnei Yisrael vayalu olos kivasim, right? That and therefore it's the olos is referencing, it's talking about kivasim, and vayizbechu zvachem shlomo Hashem parim, and that's talking about parim. Odom idividi parim havu. Maybe both of them are supposed to be done as parim. Says Gemara, l'mayin after me. Who cares? What's the difference? Whatever they did, they did. Says Gemara, my zut amar lepisuk ta'amim. We want to know in terms of how we read it. Where do we put the trop? Rashi says beneginus. We go and you do trop. And this, by the way, a good raya for the fact that the people are very makbed on getting the trop correct, because it's an afkamina, right? How do you go and you do it? Where do you read? Rav Achabari, the Rav Amar, he says leomer harei ale ola ka'ola sheikrivu yisrael b'midbar. When somebody says, I want to have an ola upon me like the ola that they brought in the midbar, and the pasuk says vayalu olos, does it mean that it's olos of kvasim? Or does it mean olos of parim? That's what we have to know. My, what's the halacha? Parim havu o kvasim havu? This is Gemara Teku. Good question. Gotta wait for Eliyahu Navi. Okay, my friends, we are gonna stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.